Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muck and Fun Day for sure, but it's the 29th day of November already, people. Goddamn time flies when you're fucking living under fucking excessive tyranny. 29th day of November, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is... let's see... okay. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667, and it has changed. 770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it was about 27 this morning when I woke up. It's getting colder than hell. But it's drying right back up. I mean, amazingly, we had rain so that they could have fucking deer season. And now that deer season's over, I guess that's about it. And I don't expect to see much more. I truly don't. So let's see what we're going to jump into here. United Nations is handing out $800 debit cards to illegal migrant families in Mexico headed to the U.S. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, United Nations is handing out $800 debit cards to illegal migrant families in Mexico. And you see that illegal migrant, this is facilitating a fucking invasion into our country by that fucking United Nations that can't even fucking exist. And we're just fucking sitting there wanting, you know, it's been a few days since we've been up, last Thursday or Wednesday, we took the Thanksgiving off. And in those days, you tell me how much worse it's fucking got. You know why it keeps getting worse? Because they keep marching forward and we keep marching fucking backwards. That's why. And it's not going to fucking change until we grow some fucking guts and start knocking the fuck out of these pricks. There should be some place that we can fucking bomb these fucking United Nations who are fucking goddamn facilitating the invasion into our country, shouldn't there? Well, that's right. They exist kind of in cyberspace, and they have bases here, like the one in fucking New York and around the world, and fucking just this United Nations. And now they're starting to fucking, levy attacks on us. United fucking Nations, that is not through a fucking Congress, that is not through the fucking Senate, that is not the American fucking sovereignty system that we've had put in place, but of course it's never been. It was put in place by fucking goddamn aristocracy. The aristocracy of the time, who still think they're the fucking ruling class over us and we're just goddamn peasants, peons, pissants, and coolies beneath them. And we will remain so, and things will continue to get worse until people stand up and start fucking fighting. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Shalom for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Todd Bensman, a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, recently traveled to Mexico where he is reporting on the tens of thousands of illegal aliens headed to the open U.S. southern border. Open U.S. southern border. Open U.S. southern border. What the fuck are we paying the goddamn Border Patrol for? Huh? Because it's the corporation's fucking goddamn apparatus for fucking invasion into our goddamn country. What is that Border Patrol doing down there other than facilitating the invasion just, well, for their fucking masters at the United Nations? Because they sure as fuck don't work for us. They are taking what belongs to us without due process of law, and we're fucking letting them. In Reynosa, Mexico, at a migrant camp, Bensman witnessed the United Nations IDM handing out free debit cards to aspiring U.S. border crossers. That's people who are coming to fucking break the fucking law and fucking enter into our country as invaders to take what we have. And the United Nations has had, you know, well, not just $800, $800 a fucking month. Because, you know, one of the courts ruled that they had to reinstate that, Title 82 or whatever in the fuck kind of bullshit policy that wasn't worth the paper it's fucking written on, that they're going to have to reinstitute that and stop allowing. I mean, I thought it was funny. You know, they cut off Africa and no Africans can come into this fucking country because of another variant. And they'll just come, you know what, there's going to be variants right up until you're kneeling at that fucking ditch getting your bullet through your head. There's going to be another fucking variant. They'll probably call that one the fucking bullet variant. The IOM workers with the United Nations, let's see if I get that right, yeah, I don't know. United Nations said a migrant family of four gets about $800 a month in U.S. dollars. You know what that's worth down in Mexico? I guess they wouldn't mind hanging down there until they can come in here and take what the rest of what fucking belongs to us, huh? Todd said he watched long lines of migrants get their UN debit cards paid for by U.S. taxpayers. The dumbest son of a bitch has ever breathed there. U.S. taxpayers paid 22% of the UN budget in recent years. This is fucking purposely. Don't try to act like there's a bunch of bumbling goddamn fools up there don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're fucking doing. And they're fucking going right according to fucking plan because, hey, their plan includes us fucking sitting there doing fucking nothing, being goddamn spineless cowards, and fuck, we're right in there. We're doing our part, too. Biden's Build Back Better IRS audits for working class tax cuts for the rich. Now, remember, you're handing out $800 cards down there to fucking... illegal aliens invading your fucking country. Come in to take everything you got, including your fucking life. But hey, man, we got to get that money somewhere now, don't we? Anyway, this is Biden's Build Back Better IRS audits for working class tax cuts for the rich. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. As part of Biden's, quote, Build Back Better Act, which was already passed by the House Democrats, nearly 600,000 more working and middle-class Americans earning $75,000 or less a year would be audited by the IRS. An analysis by Republican lawmakers reveals that in this corporate welfare motherfucking state, it has always been a constant transfer of the fucking wealth to the top. You know, what the hell? The more a bigger monopoly. At the top, with the top few more and more and more, and as you get down, they want us to be slaves, you see. They want us to be complicit fucking slaves, and we work and they fucking enjoy their lives. They live their fucking lives. They get a feel of fucking enjoyment at fucking, well, they enjoy seeing you suffer. You fucking, they want it, just like they had it in old England, serf. Where you fucking wear filthy clothes, you fucking crawl about and scratch in the fucking dirt for something to eat. And if you find something to eat, you gotta go take 3/4 of it to the fucking king or the lord, right? Democrats' tax and spending spree will more than double America's chances of being audited as it targets lower and middle class income earners. Oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that to me. They wouldn't do that. Fuck. Lawmakers reveal Democrats, Democrats' tax and spending spree will more than double Americans' chances of being audited as it targets lower and middle class earners. The proposal will lead to an additional 1.2 million IRS audits each year, nearly half of which will hit middle class families making less than $75,000. All this so Democrats can they're taking the lint out of your fucking pockets. Democrats can wring an extra $200 billion out of American people, particularly from middle-class families and small businesses. What are they going to do with that money? Oh, we'll go get down to Mexico and give it to the goddamn fucking invaders. Pay to be invaded and have everything taken from you. Goddamn, at least the Indians, fucking like I've always said about the third fucking treaty, they realized what was happening to them. These fucking morons are in this goddamn country. I went into the fucking city last weekend. And I'm telling you, these motherfuckers, I can't go across fucking town anymore. I see these motherfucking moronic, goofy, son of a bitches, in their fucking masks, and you know, about fucking, I would say, 60 or 70% of them have them, you know, just on their mouth, over their nose. They know that that mask is nothing more than a goddamn pass to come into the fucking store. That is fucking compliance with fucking treachery. They have no fucking authority to order it. You have no fucking obligation to obey it. It is not law. In fact, it is non-law. It is removing the fucking law. It is removing the procedural due process you are fucking guaranteed. But I guess you just got to keep getting used to it. More and more people get used to it. Get it more fucking entrenched, and pretty soon we'll all be on our fucking knees. We'll just hand in them fucking guns. Boy, will they be shiny. I heard about one of those school board meetings. Everybody's going to come bring their gun. I'm bring my gun to the, hey, you fuckers, I hope one of you, at least one of you is listening. I'm gonna bring my gun to the meeting. I said, that motherfucker shines, man. What I'll do is I'll reflect the light into their eyes and it will fucking blind them. You worthless motherfuckers. Leave your guns at home. You ain't gonna do nothing with them. All you're doing is fucking acting stupid. Like a fucking kid. Biden's plan to supercharge the IRS with $80 billion in mandatory funding and 87,000 new IRS agents. 87,000 new IRS agents, people, to come after the fucking whatever the fucking poor have left. While you're paying, you can't afford the fucking meat, you can't afford food. They're going to be coming to take, like I said, the fucking lint out of your goddamn pockets. And you're going to let them. Agents will lead to drastically higher audit rates for all Americans at every income level, according to the Congressional Budget Office. You see, they fucking, and everybody acts like so surprised. Like he fucking lied. He lied. He said only over $400,000 a year. You fucking believe that? You believe any of that? Yes, a lot of you stupid motherfuckers do. You know, you just sit there and you just hope that things change. I mean, you know, the goddamn comments we've been getting in since this new variant. I got something here that says what it is. I mean, I had an article on it. Let's see. Omicron. I think I'm saying that right. But fucking the comments I'm getting in are like, fucking, you know, Omnicom is... is a name through this name, for the tarot card of the devil. I mean, are you fucking people really stupid enough to think that if you just sit there on your fucking sorry asses, that the pie in the sky guy is going to come down and fix this shit for you? And make everything okay for you, and all you got to do is just sit on your fucking ass and pray. You might as well pray, it's about as fucking useless as polishing that goddamn gun. But nobody's coming to rescue your stupid asses. You will do it yourself or it won't get done. God damn that piss. And that's a lot of the comments. God's coming, God's coming. Where in the fuck is he? Where is he? You're full of shit. You're cowards. Man, you might get fucking hurt in a fight. Specifically, more than 583,000 of the new IRS audits will target working and middle-class Americans earning $75,000 or less. And say, but wait a minute, no, it ain't going to be. I heard that Biden said it was 400,000, and that was the Communist Committee. It said, yeah, you fucking idiots. You deserve what you're getting. I don't. I ain't this goddamn stupid. Of those 583,000 new IRS audits, more than 313,000 would target the poorest, the poorest, the poorest of Americans who earn $25,000 or less a year. So they're coming after, because they, you know, the thing is, the less mammon you have, because that's the only real fucking God. All you people out there waiting on the big boy to come down and get you, you ain't got shit. Mammon fucking will wipe your ass. It'll wipe your whole fucking Christian ass off this goddamn planet. Because deep down inside, all of you fucking worship it too. Not all of you. I mean, there are some true Christians. I gotta say that there are some true fucking Christians out there. But I mean, the people that are copping out, people that were talking tough there just not too fucking long ago. Now they're copping out, oh, well, God's gonna have to do this cause I'm just too chicken shit. I ain't got no goddamn balls. I got no spine. Fucking, I got just yellow shit running out my fucking legs. That's all I got. Worthless motherfuckers. So the poorest. So we're gonna get the poorest people, huh? Poorest of Americans who earn $25,000 or less a year. In addition, Biden's Build Back Better Act will, quote, mean more than 800,000 more federal tax liens on taxpayer properties such as homes and vehicles and, analyst states. I don't know what the fuck that means. Analyst states, At any rate, I mean, what can a fucking poor person the truly poor in this country, what can they fucking have? Are they going to put a lien on my fucking 1995 minivan with 208,000 fucking miles on it? What are you going to lien it for? $200? I mean, this is what it's coming to. They're telling these motherfuckers, if you want to get paid, you're going to have to go in and fucking start taking it away from them and start at the bottom because they're the least able to defend themselves. See, I got another article here talking about the ranchers all getting together $300 billion to fucking, bypass the fucking corporate industry who's trying to fucking break them right now. So we'll starve. These motherfuckers are setting up there. Planning our starvation, and we're sitting here on our goddamn asses doing nothing. Well, I guess we'll get up and run the other way if they come at us. In addition, Biden's Build Back Act, 800,000 more federal tax liens. Also, because the majority of underreported income to the IRS is from those earning zero to $200,000 a year, the plan will mean more targeting of not only working and middle-class Americans, but also small businesses. Because, I mean, that's what you're seeing with the goddamn ranching thing. I mean, not only do they get a starvist, but they get the corporation. I mean, it's for pure fucking fascism. The corporations will run it. They will tell you when to squat. I mean, I said this from the beginning. Remember when Trump was running? I said the fire cell. And then pretty soon, the American nationals own nothing. We own nothing. And we've seen it in the past few months. Well, you know, Bill Gates going to come and buy so many thousands of acres and have his own fucking township and shit. Ain't going to happen, Bill. You cocksucker. There's still enough fucking Americans out here to wipe your ass off this goddamn planet. We got enough fucking people to do this. But we have to fucking do it, guys. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, you know what? I've been thinking about this for a while since they started the old Build Back Better crap. And I just think that's just a new name for New World Order. They just changed up New World Order and said, hey, Build Back Better, you know. And their Build Back Better is talking about, well, we all become peasants and serfs again, and they live on top, and they get to treat us as a king or a queen and, you know, do whatever they want to do to us. That's all that it is. That's what I see from it.
Oh, absolutely. It's just like gun control. No, let's call it gun safety. You know, this whole build, this whole reset bullshit. Who did you ask to be reset, Dion? Because I didn't.
No, me either.
I guess
me
they,
either. What are you resetting? That's what I'm saying. What are you reset?
Well, the
reset up.
Yeah.
Tommy, are they resetting? You know, resetting. We got to get them back under the crown.
Exactly, man. That's what I'm seeing is this reset equal out to me is fucking. It's misery. They want everybody in this country to be fucking miserable. For no goddamn other reason than that's the way that you get people used to being miserable, like the people over in fucking Russia and the people in China. Get them used to being miserable. Get it? I mean, fuck, we're the last generation that can remember what any kind of freedom was like. These newer generation, I have to put on my mask or I can't go into the store. How about I go into the store and shove that mask down your fucking throat? How about if the people, see, the thing, that's what really burns my ass, is the people who are against this far outnumber the fucking people that are fucking doing it to us. They're like 12 to 20% fucking with the rest of us, guys. But they got the good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Henry, I used to try to tell the Trump toys because they were so stupid. You know, I try to tell them, do y'all even realize what made America great? It wasn't government, you retards. It was because if you think about that time during the 1700s, everybody under the freaking sky, man, they was under monarchy. They was property. You know, you was under the crown. It's not government that it was what those people did against the crown, against monarchy. That is what made America great. Not this freaking stupid shit they talking about. It's because people said, hey, I own myself. I'm not your property. Yep. And you try to subjugate me, I will blow your brains out. And that is what made America great. Not this fucking whatever the hell that Trump saying was. But they don't get it, and they will never see it.
Well, they'll see it when there'll be probably the last thing they see when they fill that cold barrel up against their fucking neck and they're kneeling down by the fucking ditch. But I ain't kneeling down by the fucking ditch. You're going to have to kill me in the war you fucking started with my fucking people, you dirty sons of bitches. You're right, Dion. The people back then, they fucking, you got to think of who they were against. You know, a lot of the people that were fucking enacting the king's tyranny on the fucking people in the colonies were the son of a bitches that ended up being the aristocracy when the fucking so-called revolution was over, which wasn't a revolution. It was an uprising that was hijacked by the fucking aristocracy through their control of the press of the time and through their control of the fucking people, through the control of mammon, that fucking almighty god that none of your other gods can touch. I don't give a shit what you say. I don't give a shit what you believe. Your god is weak. I can watch mammon work. I can see its power. It's fucking disgusting. It's disgusting that a people
you know
would sell freedom.
And what a lot of people don't know, when they was promising those soldiers, some of them soldiers back then didn't even really even get paid when they was promising those people. And the people was going out there risking their lives. They didn't even pay something. Well, they didn't pay a majority of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they promised 360 acres, you know, if you went and signed the roster. That's when they were building their private army. Though it was militia that took the fucking crown on first. And then the aristocrats had to come along, and it's just because, like as always, like today, they are just but a tiny little handful with a whole lot of our fucking wealth. So they hired. That's what you were doing when you were signing that roster to become one of the colonial fucking soldiers. You were being hired as a private fucking mercenary. And they were guaranteed 360 acres and fuck, they barely almost starved to death. A lot of them did starve to death during the fucking war. But when it was all over with, I need my 360 acres. Well, I'm sorry, we ain't going to do it. We're not. They should. Why didn't they attack them? I don't fucking get it. Because I guess if you will do that for mammon instead of doing it for your fucking self, you got no self. You got no pride. You got no goddamn balls. You just went out there. They say freedom and liberty. Man, freedom and liberty is 360 acres that belongs to me. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? 360 acres that they couldn't tax or touch or anything that's mine. No, I could be in the middle of it and be left the fuck alone forever. But they didn't get their 360 acres. We have to pay for, we have to sell that land, to some English lords coming over here and some, Irish lords and Scottish lords that are going to build the transcontinental railroad. We're going to give that land to them so that we can pay for them to build a railroad that belongs to them. It all belonged to us. They took it without due process of the law. They've been doing it since the fucking get-go. And after 1791, they could not fucking do it. And they still have been doing it every day there since. And why did they not tell me? Here's the tough one now. Here, come on, class. Why have they been able to do it? Because we don't allow stop them. That's right. We allow it. We fucking allow it. That is the sickest part of the whole goddamn scenario. We fucking allow it. We allow this shit while I'm reading here right now. We tell them to shove that up their fucking ass. What are they going to do about it? But no, man, they can show a fucking 3 or 4 people on TV. Yeah, what was it last week? The week before? Those communists were out there. I mean, out in the streets again. So, you know, this is a communist revolution. We're having a communist revolution. Really? Well, then I get to shoot you then, right? Because I'm on the other fucking side, bitch. Oh, but you go to shoot them, man, and here comes the guys in the black, you know, the law enforcement. We were never supposed to have law enforcement in this goddamn country. We were the law enforcement within the fucking confines of our fucking autonomy, which is the Bill of Rights, which is the goddamn American common law. We were not supposed to have any of these motherfucking, the government wasn't even supposed to have fucking guns that they could turn on us people. And if they did raise a fucking army for a fucking reason, and Congress fucking raised that army, the people were to be better armed. Tenchcott, they act like they do not understand that fucking second article. And Tenchcott, I mean, are we the only people that could, I mean, we scream it over the air, I've sent it to a million fucking people. What the fuck is the deal here? You can't read that, you act like, well, we ain't quite sure what that second article means. We thought, well, we went down and we played the game at fucking Washington D.C. with Heller, United States versus Heller, and our Supremers who have no goddamn authority who acted in violation of the 9th article of the fucking Bill of Rights, they declared that we do have a right, but it's a conditional right, and our servants will tell us what we can have and what we can't have. Don't you get it, people? I don't guess they're our fucking servants, are we? I think they're trying to say that we're their fucking servants, that we're their bitches, that we're their slaves. You want to be a fucking slave? Here's the fucking place to be, because that's what they're wanting from you. Be an obedient slave. Be a fucking slime, shit-ass, dog-shit-eating fucking complicit slave, and you will fare well in this fucking country, such as it fucking is, up until the time they get ready to turn you into Soylent fucking Green or dog meat or whatever they fucking want to, because you are a soulless fucking animal, and you are soulless motherfuckers. I've seen you in fucking action. You are the most cowardly people. I mean it's called fucking 911 balls. That's what you have. You have 911 balls. You have no other fucking balls. You have no fucking spine. You have 911 balls. I got to call. Wait a second here. I'm tough, and I'm going to get tough. I got to call my balls. I got to get my balls down here to back my fucking mouth. And that's the goddamn truth of it. Yeah, go ahead.
The easiest people to control are slaves who think they're free.
Exactly. Well, you think about it. They came across this country. We came across this country. Our people. Fighting the fucking indigenous population to fucking conquer this country and bring its resources to bear on the theory that we were fucking actually free people. And then when we did it, it was going to belong to us. This is your land. Go out there and kill that indigenous fucking person. And he's saying it's his land, but it ain't. It's your land. All you have to do is, just like they're telling these pricks coming across your southern border right now. They are laughing in your fucking, they're laughing in people, our faces. I mean, when I say this, we should, I don't mean to be like I'm screaming at the trenchers. You fucking people aren't stupid. You know exactly what's going on, but there's a lot of other people fucking listening. They hate me. They hate you. They hate this fucking program. They hate the fact they can't get rid of this motherfucker. They pry, they fucking push, they fucking hook a goddamn D9 cat to it, and they can't get rid of the motherfucker. So they can't get rid of the fucking truth, because the truth is fucking a powerful son of a bitch. A little bit of truth has more power than a mountain of goddamn lies. It will destroy a mountain of lies, and they know it. But God damn it. You know, you start out something and you say, man, the problem here is that the people just do not understand what's going on and how they're doing this to them, how they're losing their freedom, how they're losing their liberty, how they're being turned into goddamn slaves. 10 fucking years we have explained it. And with shit coming out today, like I've said so many times, with what they're telling you themselves, they're telling you that fucking Joe Biden, that Mick, dead-headed piece of fucking shit, is acting like a tough guy to you. That's what I always kind of look at it like. When these motherfuckers step up, or some little 4-foot-nothing bitch steps up and starts fucking running her fucking mouth, or, you know, any one of these goddamn fucking, what the hell they call them, I don't know what it is. The fucking the ones that are doing this thing, at any rate, they, you know, run their fucking, I look at that person. It's like blooming fog. It's like that whole fucking government. Look at the sun and look at their fucking mouthpieces on the fucking tube telling you how the cow eats the fucking cabbage. Now, I look at him and I say, if that, we were out there in the fucking street, could that motherfucker do it? What would that fucker do? He would run if he had any sense. If he stood there too long, if one word came out of his mouth, I would slap him like a fucking open-handed, knock him flat of his fucking ass, and he'd pee on himself. And this is who is running us, people. They hire their mercenaries, but we have the largest army on planet Earth. We wiped our fucking mercenaries out in one fucking day. Then bring your UN fucking Chinese over here. We'll bury those motherfuckers too. And then we'll unleash the Titan submarines on their fucking country and make sure that no fucking goddamn Chinaman ever fucking threatens our through freedom and liberty again. It's not fucking rocket science. And we have everything at our fucking disposal we need. It is just pure, well, at some levels, it's a stupidity, but it's a wanton stupidity. You have to want to be stupid, not to be able to see what this fucking, what I just read you. They're giving $800 fucking dollars of your money to cocksuckers down in fucking Mexico who are coming up here to take every fucking thing you have. You are aiding and abetting in your own fucking death. It's suicide. You're killing yourselves. Go ahead, sorry.
I got something else for you. I want you to check this out. I was thinking about this the entire weekend. When we was born into this damn world, we was dropped off in a mold of lies, lied about everything
that these
assholes have curated to us. We all born in this. We born not knowing nothing, and they gave us everything, spouting it as truth. If that's not enough for a human being to be mad, saying I've been lied to my entire life.
Yes.
About everything. War, about my freedom. I have been lied. You have covered up history. You assholes have here. Yeah, they have literally, they have hidden things from us that could have made our lives better. Free electricity. Free cancer.
Yes.
I mean, all type of medicine. These people have literally have done this to us.
You goddamn right.
If that's not enough to get somebody mad, man, nothing will.
I guess you got no soul if that don't get you goddamn mad. You're right. Tesla wanted to give that. We could have had free. Just think of the paradise the world could be living in. You know, even the evil fuckers at the top, they would still be living in. It's not that they fucking want paradise and they have to take it from you because that's the only way they can get it. They would have had it too. They want to own people like animals.
Exactly.
They are sick in their fucking head.
Henry, they want to be on top while we lick the bottom of their feet. That's all that it is.
Yeah, because the thing is, they're fucking spineless little fucking punk bitches. They grew up with getting pushed down on the fucking playground. God damn how they hated the people who fucking were pushing them down on the playground. They could never fucking muster the fucking strength to face the bully. So, I mean, it's just, you know, you've seen their total program on anti-bullying. The bully is what makes you tough enough to fucking take care of yourself when you're older. Facing that fucking bully is what gives you the fucking balls to face something like this when the time comes. When you have to. When your fucking children's future and your grandchildren's future depends on it. The bully is necessary. And once you knock the fuck out of the bully, you ain't scared. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. You're damn right, because you want to know what, Henry? That's how I learned how to fight.
Me too, brother.
I had to fight a bully. Used to kick my ass every day.
Yep.
And my mother made me go out there and fight him. And I've been the fight man ever since. And I kicked his ass up and down. Matter of fact, you know what? When I got about, I was going to Colorado, I was about 18 or 19, I saw him. I said, man, Joey, you remember how you used to beat me up when I was younger? Oh, no, man, I don't remember that. I'm pretty sure you don't. But, yeah, you're 100% right. And that's how I learned how to fight, by kicking that bully's ass. He used to kick my ass every day.
And that's why you're the man you are, Dion. That's just all there is to it. These fucking people, they want somebody to fucking protect them from the bully. And then the guy who the protector becomes the bully. He's more powerful than you dumbasses out there that think that you're going to fucking take care of you. They ain't there to take care of you. You're not controlling the mammon. It is those people who ain't got no goddamn balls to fight a bully that are controlling the mammon that hire the balls to fight you. But I don't really give a shit. I'll fight your fucking ass. Let's just get it over with. I'm tired of living like this, and we'll be right back. Take your breath.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time I answer to what I done. Looks today, but forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:45 Pacific Time, and that, of course, is Hogjaw with Get Some, and it's time to fucking, you know, it's time to quit wearing out the toes of your fucking shoes running backwards. It's time to dig your fucking heels in and fucking stand and fight. Like we were talking about just before we went to our fucking break. And you get somebody to take care of the bullies for you, then you got somebody else that's fucking over you, don't you? Whereas if you take care of the fucking bully yourself, then fucking nobody's over you. You stand free and you stand free and you stand sovereign. And that is the problem. I mean, all this whining around, I mean, fucking, a lot of the fucking power has been turned over to the women in this country because the women in this country, oh, no, they're bullies. You know, I salute Dion's mom. That's what my mom would say. You fucking fight. You go fight. My dad used to tell me about when him and my uncle were, they were just little fellers. And one day they came, there's some bullies that were fucking beating them up. And they'd run. Grandpa caught him running up through the fucking bottom. And he set him down and he said, "You run up through, I catch you running through that fucking bottom again, and I'll be the one that beat your ass." You know what? They didn't fucking run. They fought and they beat the hell out of them, and then they fucking, and nobody, they understood how to deal with a goddamn bully. And that's what needs to happen. Is too many fucking, the women get together, "Oh, anti-bullying." No, you need the bully. You need the fucking bully so that the boys can become men. That's how a boy becomes a man, when he faces his fucking fears, when he faces the fucking bully. Big Pharma received emergency use approval a couple of weeks ago for COVID variants that... Omicron, you know, all the shit they bring in, Omicron, discovered a couple of days ago. So they already had approval for this before it was ever discovered, didn't they? I mean, they got some goddamn magic, man. Maybe they do our magic. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The wonders of modern medicine, ? It seems like only yesterday we were reporting on the new COVID variant coming out of Africa. But within hours, there were already vaccines for the new variant. Within hours? They're not playing this here, are they, people? They're not playing games. They had a vaccine within hours? I mean, how in the hell is this thing getting, how is there being one variant? You know, it comes down. They had to get, you know, the Delta and then whatever the other next one was. And, well, however many there is, 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 + 0 still equals fucking zero. You can't have a variant of something that doesn't exist. You have to, before it can change or mutate, it has to exist. And it doesn't fucking exist. Hence, none of the variants can exist. They are killing the world population off. I ain't heard nothing else out of that guy who, you know, came up on Fucker Carlson's, show there and said that the world population was being, I mean, taken out drastically in great numbers. If you went all around the world and you counted it up, I mean, just people that are dying. Anyway, the wonders of modern medicine, it seems like only yesterday. Yes, it does. But within hours, there were already vaccines for the new variant. Readers reported yesterday. Novavax Incorporated said on Friday it had started working on a version of the COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There is no standard to be fucking changed. It doesn't fucking exist. Vaccine to target the variant detected in South Africa and would have the shot all ready for testing and manufacturing in the next few weeks. You know how much money these motherfucking pharmaceuticals have made off this? I wonder how much kickback that cocksuckers in those communist committees are getting. Because everybody thinks, you know, they read this communism and it's a really good idea. Oh, man, nobody goes hungry. They ain't no filthy rich. There they are, filthy rich. Look at China. I mean, that is the poster child for fucking red communism. And they have billionaires. How do they get billionaires if everybody, each to their need and each to their fucking ability? How do they get that? But they sell stupid people, the people who are scared of bullies. They fucking sell these people on the idea that fucking, what am I trying to say here? They sell these people on the idea that fucking, I lost it. I'm sorry. Novavax Incorporated said on Friday it had started working on a version of the COVID-19 that doesn't exist where we were. Vaccine to target the variant detected in South Africa and would have the shot ready for testing and manufacturing. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the money the pharmaceuticals have made. We did an article on it the other day. It is fucking, it's astronomical, people. Hundreds of billions of dollars for each one of these fucking things that we never needed for something that never existed. Now, they did what they did in 2008 and got away with it. That is when we fucked up. In 2008, when we didn't hang every one of those son of a bitches, when goddamn Steve Mnuchin, the head of Goldman Sachs, ends up being your next Treasury Secretary, you know fucking that, right in your fucking face. That motherfucker should have been put against the wall for the theft that he fucking, you know how many people worked and fucking like my son working in, you know, building, travel trailers or what might have you, just working the, blue collar jobs, working their fucking asses off. And then the next thing you know, fucking, you don't have a job because the whole country has been running in the red on credit. Well, yeah, if you're using a fucking credit currency and that's where the fucking fiat dollar is, it's fucking debt. You run a country on debt, they pull your credit line. I mean, it was just like the COVID thing. They step up with this fucking COVID because they want to push their agenda forward. They want to shove you back some more. So they fucking come up with this COVID, the same thing they did in 2008. They come, oh, there's a derivatives bubble thing. A derivatives bubble. What the fuck is a derivatives bubble? I'll tell you what a derivatives bubble is. It's when the people that you're paying out of your fucking paycheck to fucking regulate the fucking the banking industry fucking takes all, it just steps back and lets them rate junk bonds as AAA derivatives and put them in your goddamn 401k retirement account. You know how many people lost how much fucking money? You know how many people blew their own fucking brains out because they lost their homes? They lost everything they worked their whole fucking life for. And they killed themselves. And nobody went to fucking jail. None of them, not even to jail, they should have been fucking hung because this was international. And the $16 trillion. We were paying off goddamn debt, banks in other fucking countries, people. Doesn't that bother you at all? When you're living like a goddamn animal? And they're talking about you might go hungry this fucking winter, but you keep on a pan and you're paying the goddamn $800 to the families down in goddamn Mexico waiting to come and fucking take whatever else you got left. This is fucking insanity. And cowardice, beyond cowardice, man. I mean, we always end up, you know, talking about it, the cowardice, but the cowardice is incredible. It is just fucking plain incredible. I'm telling you, my dad's fucking generation, I mean, if they would have, the whole generation would have been as informed, if it would have been as in their face, they had the goddamn evening, Walter Cronkite, and that's the way it is. Oh yeah, that's the way it is on Waltie. But those son of a bitches, I mean, we were born into goddamn communism. We were born into communism. I think about my brothers that went to Vietnam. Born into communism, and then they send my fucking brothers over to Vietnam to kill fucking communists so that I don't have to deal with communists here. At the very same time, the communists already are Franklin Delano Roosevelt. During World War II, some of my best friends are fucking communists. A communist is a fucking diseased animal. They have fucking something wrong with their fucking minds. I mean, you have that Bill of Rights. You have freedom, liberty, the right to own property, to be at peace and feel good. That's what they really want you to get used to. What they're doing right now is trying to get you to get used to being deprived of fucking the things you want or need. I mean, we've always been a country of a plenty. We're still a country of a plenty, but it's all being fucking taken. And see, that's why them fucking Chinese ships are setting off the ports there. They're trying to teach you a lesson, you little wimpster motherfucker. You ain't got the brains that they see. They're so fucking smart because they went to the Jewish College of Zionism and how to fuck people and screw people over. But the Americans, man, what's wrong with those Americans? They're fucking arrogant. They actually think they have a right to keep what belongs to them. That if they work, it belongs to them, and nobody else can take it. At any rate, that is what the agenda is. Go ahead.
Hey, Henry, I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you that I was thinking about over the weekend. And it kind of in line with what you're talking about. And one thing that I realize is compliance. People are... Yep. It's a mind game that these people are playing. It's a mind warfare game. And compliance is one of the reasons why this shit's happening.
Yes.
So people, stop paying your fucking taxes. Stop paying for your licenses. Burn all that shit.
Yep.
You know, this is what we're funding. It's like now we're actually funding a fucking communist regime. People that are actually paying their taxes, like dutiful citizens, it's now directly going to the fucking communists in Washington now. Directly. You know, before it was a facade. But now it's like, it's in your face. So stop fucking doing that shit.
Bottom line is they never had the authority to tax us in the first place.
Absolutely right. You know, and I keep telling people, like, right now, all we're doing as life is progressing right now, we're just going through the fucking motions.
Yes.
There's no future. We don't have a fucking future right now. You know, so as life is kind of getting back up to speed and whatever you want to call it, it's a fucking facade. We're just going through the fucking motions because they're going to pull another plug one of these days. Look at this Omicron bullshit. It's another one. We might have to lock down again, but we're not sure. It's a bunch of horse shit. Stop playing the fucking game.
And that's what gets me the most. Like I said, when I go into a fucking store and I see all these fucking, all these faceless people. And I, like I said, you know, 60, 70, more, sometimes more than that, they got it down past their nose. They know that it's not, that they're not doing it because they think it'll even work. They're doing it to be compliant. Well, I have to do this to go into the store. I have to take my dick out and show it to the lady at the window before I can go into the store. I mean, where the fuck do you draw your lines?
Exactly. And you know, the funny thing is, I don't wear fucking masks now. Like, I don't wear them. And no one fucks with me. So I'm looking around at the fucking store like, why the fuck has everyone got a fucking mask on? They're not even telling me to put one on. What the fuck is this shit?
Well, the bottom...
And the last thought...
Go ahead.
I said that one of the last thoughts I wanted to share with you was this, is that when the police show up at your door or the IRS or the FBI, whoever the fuck shows up at your door because you've done something that they consider wrong... They have now declared war on your individual.
Yep.
And this is one of the ways that they've gotten to us. They attack us individually. You know, so you hear these stories about people didn't pay their taxes and the IRS attacked them or whatever. So that's a bullying tactic. So what does everyone do? Well, I better pay my taxes because, oh, my God, you know, they might come after me. Or I shouldn't speak up at a fucking school board meeting because they're going to send the cops to my house. Well, when they do, that is fucking an attack on you. That is direct war on you. That is when you pull out your fucking gun and start shooting.
Yes.
Because this is what it is.
Yes, and they've declared it to you. They have told you right to your goddamn face. And people still aren't, like I said, people still aren't getting it. They're still, like I said, rip them fucking masks. In the beginning, they told you. I remember it very clearly. It was fucking even Fossey said that the fucking masks were a waste of fucking time because they would not stop a particle if there was even. They get you in such a conundrum of fucking lies and their web of lies. There's no COVID-19, okay? It's never been isolated. There's no such motherfucking animal. But again, he tells you that fucking, if there any virus, I don't give a shit, SARS, whatever this shit, they're all lies to begin with, but whatever fucking shit they come up with, that mask will not fucking stop something that small. They told you. Yet you fucking, they got people with bandanas around their fucking face and all, you know you're not, it's not gonna do anything. So why are you doing it? Compliance. That's where you're absolutely correct. It's just who will fucking comply and who will not comply. Well, I am not going to comply. Go ahead.
He's 100% right. And you know the main thing that I thought about? We have a society where people are afraid of death. That's the
yep.
problem.
Yes.
I have something
right.
to tell people out there. One day you're going to die. You might well, that's one date you can't miss. At least die for something. Die for something, because you being a slave for the rest of your life, where somebody can come and just grab you and do whatever they want to do to you and your kids or your family, you wouldn't enjoy that.
You're right,
if
brother.
If you're going to die for something, one day you're going to leave from here. You're going to leave this place.
Ain't none of us getting out of here. Ain't none of us getting out of here alive.
That's right. So, I mean, if you're going to die for something, you're going to die. Cowboys out there, you're going to die.
Yep.
Well, most cowards would rather be slaves, man.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, living a life of fucking just existence and fucking existing under somebody's fucking boot heel over on your fucking neck ain't living to me.
Hi,
go ahead, Misty.
Yeah, I was thinking about it this weekend, and I couldn't put two and two together, but there was a movie back during... it was a black and white back during the Depression, and I can remember just this particular scene in the movie to where the father had his son had a gun, and he told him, he said, if any of them IRS son of a bitches come on this land, you just shoot them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and
that would have been back then. I mean, the people, they weren't going to play that shit. Well, hell, they were already destitute, you know.
Yep, they were. They had people down. I mean, once they let that banking, those fucking international banking bastards in here, this country is filthy rich, people. There's no way we can be poor. We can't. They are stealing so fucking much. I said this from when we first started doing this, and I've said it a time or two along the way. Right now, more billions are going right out there. And you know, like that port down there, we're going to get all that money and we're going to upgrade that port in Los Angeles. You know who that son of a bitch belongs to, right? That belongs to fucking China. I've been on that goddamn port. You go into China when you go on that port. So what you're going to do is fix that fucking up while they're starving. Like I said, they're compliance. I mean, Dion hit the nail right on the fucking head. That is what it is about. If they can get you to comply, you know, first they've got to get you to comply to put that fucking mask on. They got to get you to comply to put your arm out and take that fucking death shot. And if they can do that, if they could pull that fucking off, they're killing tons of you as they're going along. Make no mistake about it. If they could do that, then finally, if they could get those fucking guns away from you. If they get those guns, just think what they would, look at what they're doing to us now. What would they fucking do if they got the guns, guys? I mean, this is what you better consider, because they'll try to starve you down until you'll hand that gun over. If you're a fucking coward, you will hand them your gun for a loaf of fucking bread. Loaf of bread will last you a day, and then you're fucking, then what? It is compliance, and I'm not fucking complying. I will not fucking comply, and there's plenty of us who are not going to comply, but we gotta quit fucking around. We gotta start taking care of the shit. If we cannot build a fucking, resistance, because of the goddamn fucking rats and snitches and scum and fucking FBI agents and all this fucking shit, then we have to stand as fucking individuals. If all of us stand as individuals, we're actually stronger, because nobody has to fucking tell us what to do. We already know what to do. Now the Chinese army, when they get there, they're just like the fucking British army. Somebody's got to tell them when to squat, when to shit. Okay, you go that way, you go that way, and then, you know, come around, you do it, and charge that machine gun nest. And we don't have to do that. We can fucking pick our time, we can pick our place, we can pick the fucking ground. It's our fucking home. That we're fighting on our home ground. They can't come close to us. But goddamn, like you said, man, if you're too fucking afraid to do it, you're too afraid to do it, I suppose. At any rate, guys, that was disgusting enough for me. I'll have some more disgust for you tomorrow. 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches. Until then, you know, think about the bullies, man. You know, bless the bullies. The bullies are the ones that fucking made the men. And that is the Word from the Trenches.